Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have a member of the Jamestown Drag Racing Association. We have Tyler Michael joining us, and Tyler, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for taking time joining us on Let's Talk About It. Excited because coming up, the first JDA event of the 2018 season will be May 19th and 20th at the Jamestown Airport. We got Tyler to tell us more about that today. But first, Tyler, for our listeners, you want to explain what the Jamestown Drag Racing Association is?
Yeah, basically, it's a group of guys and gals. We get together once a month during the throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And as the race approaches, depending on the date, we get together more often and we get everything lined up, and we all enjoy drag racing. We all have a passion for it, and some of us aren't even into drag racing that much. We just like to do it, but or to be a part of a group, and sure. And it's a pretty good group of camaraderie. So a lot of people it's a fun group to be a part of.
It's a good part. Yeah. And you guys have brought in a lot of things to the community. You guys bring in people from all over to come to these events that you guys put on.
We have the last few years, we've had people from Canada, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, Wyoming. Jamestown Tourism really helps us out.
For sure.
And so in turn, we keep track of the zip codes where everybody's from to kind of help them out. And seeing all the zip codes and seeing people, we even had actually a few people from the Georgia area last year.
Whoa.
That come up. They just happen to be a part of it. And then we help out also at the airport. We give the pilots that fly in their free tickets. They come over and check it out. So they've got, you know, different zip codes. So they're from all over the United States as well.
Perfect. And you brought it up, Tyler. You guys do it at the airport.
Correct.
Which is pretty unique in and of itself. But the airport is able to kind of put off a section for you for the 19th and 20th to do that, right?
Yes. Basically, they let us use their secondary runway. And they've also been great to work with. Sam up at the airport has been phenomenal. And the guy prior to him was pretty good also. So the airport has to have one non-aeronautical event per year, so they've been reserving it for us for the past number of years. And yeah, we just close it off, and we've been hiring security to keep everybody out of the airspace. And
good.
And it's been going pretty well. Very good to work with, and hopefully we're good to work with as well.
Well, I imagine they keep having you back, right?
Right.
So it must be good. Tyler Michael again with the Jamestown Drag Race Association joining us on Let's Talk About It. They have their event coming up on May 19th and 20th, and it's just exactly what it sounds like. It's a drag racing event. Do you want to kind of run through how it goes, Tyler, how people show up on the 19th and kind of the schedule you guys have roughly?
Yep, our gates are going to open up 7 o'clock Saturday morning and a little bit earlier on Sunday. Anybody can race. It can be a dragster, it can be your daily driver, it can be a motorcycle, snowmobile. every type of car is out there. It doesn't have to be the fastest. It's bracket racing, so you're not racing heads up, you're racing basically times.
Okay.
So it's a little bit different in that aspect, but it's still fun, and you'll see everybody out there. We have full concessions.
Yeah.
Everything is out there. Everything you need to do is just there.
Perfect. So, I mean, if you've been itching to get that old car out and you wanted to drag it, put it to the limit, this is the place to do it.
Yep.
Tickets for this, Tyler, are there a couple places they can get it, and how much do they cost to go to this?
I guess I'm not positive on where the advance tickets are, but I know you can get them right at the gate. I think they're $7 for kids. And
$7 for kids.
It's under $10 a person.
Which is
cheap.
A deal.
For the full day, it's cheap entertainment.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I'm sure you guys have a Facebook page. They can go there too.
Jamestown Drag Racing Association on Facebook.
Okay.
And then I believe there's also Instagram and Twitter.
It's awesome. You guys are all over the place.
Yeah, we want to have a big presence.
Awesome. So this again, coming up May 19th and 20th in Jamestown at the Jamestown Airport. You can get your tickets in advance. You can go to the Facebook page to find that information, I'm sure.
Yep. Facebook page, and we also have a website, which is jamestowndragracing.com.
Awesome.
And they are all linked back and forth, so you can pretty much find any information. If you have any questions, send an email, send a Facebook message. We got people manning the the controls in the background, so you'll get answered within a couple hours.
Perfect.
At the very most.
At the very, yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, it is a bunch of guys. This is kind of like a hobby thing. It's not.
Yep. There's nobody paid. This is completely volunteer.
Awesome.
So.
Awesome. So May 19th and 20th in Jamestown. I do want to mention real quick too, Tyler, pretty exciting. We've mentioned kind of the benefits to the area. We bring in people to Jamestown with an event like this. You've done so for the last couple of years. Really exciting for the Jamestown Drag Race Association is that recently it was approved to build a new track for the Drag Racing Association. You have a little bit more information about that?
Yes, we went through the township and we've been going through a lot of sites to try to find the correct site, which is a lot harder than one would think.
Yeah.
But we went to the township, went through all the proper channels, got the approval. We've got the land locked in a purchase agreement. Right now we are at major fundraising status. We'll be taking place right after the drag races are over.
Awesome.
After this event is over. We've got a great location just west of Jamestown, about 3/4 mile off of the 281 bypass, and it's all paved roads right to it. So once we get it built, it's something that attracts people and continues to attract people.
For sure, for sure. And we should also mention, like you pointed out, it's still going to be within the reach of Jamestown, but it'll be very unique because there's not a track that's going to be like this or a strip that's going to be like this for quite a space between Jamestown and
yes,
other cities.
The plan is that this will be the first and the only 1/4 mile drag strip in all of North Dakota.
Wow.
And you know, when you sit back and think about it, that's a pretty big accomplishment,
it is.
Really.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. So we're excited for that. We'll keep our eye out for fundraisers that they have planned. And I'm sure, you know, the races that'll be going on the 19th and 20th will help out a little bit with that too, right?
Correct. Yep.
Perfect.
Yeah, we'll have right now we're not set up 100% for tax deductible donations, but we are set up. So if somebody has a couple bucks they want to throw into our display, they're welcome to do it.
Awesome.
And we appreciate it. We're kind of in the process of getting the startup paperwork and all that going. So that really helps
right.
on that end.
It's still really early, right?
Like yes. Yeah. We're
just
very
happened,
premature.
Like, yeah.
We got approval the first part of March,
mm-hmm.
and we're hoping that we can do it in a couple years. If somebody steps up and gives us a large sum of money, then obviously that moves the whole timeline up. So right now we're just kind of, our goal is 3 to 5 years, but we're kind of in limbo in the meanwhile.
Awesome. So keep your eye out for that to help out the Jamestown Drag Race Association. Tyler, anything else you want to mention about the JDA or anything else? That's about it.
Yeah, that pretty much hits the high points.
Okay.
But yeah, come on out. There'll be some free giveaways. There'll be full concessions. We got all kinds of cars. You can walk through the pits, sit in, you know, some of the guys will let you sit in them, take pictures by them.
Awesome.
Very, very great group of people. The racers, everybody is very friendly. Just stop and talk to them. If you're interested in getting into it, if you're interested in joining the club, just talk to somebody in an orange shirt. Doesn't cost anything. It's just a group of volunteers, and we are all very willing to have fresh blood come in and fresh ideas. So
awesome. Perfect. So check it out again. JDA Drag Racing starts off 2018, May 19th and 20th in Jamestown. Tyler, thanks for joining us.
Yep. Thanks for having me.